The Silent Country, written by Di Morrissey and read by Kate Hood. Andy had given her the phone number of his friend Jim on the local newspaper, and her next call would be to the chief of staff at the local TV affiliate to book a crew. She was still uncomfortable with the new thrust of the show and worried that it would inhibit her usual routine. Perhaps, she thought, this whole idea would go away as quickly as it had been whipped up. But she really hoped that she could find out more about Topoff's expedition and turn it into a good story, especially with Cardwell's involvement in it. Like Andy, her story nose was twitching. How to explain that to a TV audience, she suddenly thought with wry amusement. After lunch, using the street directory she had picked up from her service department, she set off to the Darwin Archives in Kavanagh Street. She explained her request to the receptionist, who rang through for an archivist. Colette, softly spoken, calm and courteous, was understanding and helped her observe the protocols of registering and signing in.
"I know you media people are always under pressure, not like other researchers and academics who come in with more time up their sleeve," she said with a smile.
"I'm sorry, I just arrived in town and I thought I'd start here researching my story. But you're right, I am under pressure," said Veronica with a smile.
"Well, tell me a little more about what you're after. Perhaps I can make some suggestions."
Colette listened attentively as Veronica outlined the story that Colin had told her, omitting any reference to John Cardwell.
"What an intriguing story. Is there a particular reason you want to follow this up after all these years?" asked Colette.
Veronica smiled. "You're very smart. The story started out as a nostalgic look at the early days of our film and TV industry. But it's kind of grown into a more interesting one as I've learned details about the expedition."